This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, before we start today's episode, two quick church announcements. First, for those of you guys who don't know, we have a membership program called The Society, which is an exclusive membership group as an extension to this podcast for people who want to grow in faith and business with like-minded people who get it. Now, you've heard on the show, we've done challenges and things throughout the year within The Society, but every year we've been doing this for about 4 years now. Around the fourth quarter, we do this big annual fast. So is that time of year again. The theme for this fast is some things only come through prayer and fasting. That scripture that you can find in both Matthew and in Mark. And our goal is to fast and to pray. Simple. No gimmicks, no pomp and circumstance. The basics of this walk and the lifestyle that we need to truly live out what God has called us to do and who He's called us to be. Our fasts always have just testimony after testimony. We have people who have gotten filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We've had people who were diagnosed with cancer, but it was no cancer found after the fast. People who've been believing in God for kids who were able to get pregnant. People who were believing in God for financial breakthrough who got financial breakthrough. I mean, there was even a point in time where we were financially pouring into each other right within the group to where people's bills were getting paid, people's mortgages were getting paid, groceries were being sent. It's truly just a beautiful, pure thing, and I really want you to be a part of it. Our fasts are always free, of course. Our society community is a paid membership community, but when we do these fasts and these challenges, they are always free, and you can choose to stay or not. It's totally up to you. So go to blessedandbossedup.com/fast to pre-register right now. You'll get an email with all the instructions on how to activate your free trial into our community. But we ready. We got some prophets, some teachers, some pastors who are going to be pouring into us over the course of this fast. Of course, we're going to have prayer calls every single day, Bible study, all of the things. And we're very, very excited. This is something that you don't want to miss. So again, go to blessedandbossedup.com/fast. And then a second quick church announcement. We're still offering holiday ad specials for those of you guys who have businesses and you want to promote right here on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This show is phenomenal. We've reached about 275,000 people a month globally right on this platform. So go to blessedandbossedup.com/ad special to learn more about that. If you have any questions, feel free to send us an email right through the website. And I think that's it. Let's start the show.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media.
an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. So in this video, I'm going to be doing a review of the year, but not about business, about life, motherhood, self-care, all of those things. First, let's talk about some lessons from this year. My biggest lesson, and my therapist has been pulling me together on, is that I need to take more breaks, delegate more, and just really, really prioritize my overall well-being. The problem is, I do a decent job at it, but as my business grows, I need to be a lot more intentional with it because it's very easy because I love what I do. I just feel so excited and grateful and happy and appreciative to get to do what I do in business. I work with some people I love. I work with clients that I love. Like, I really, really enjoy working. I remember even when I had my son, I started maternity leave early because child was big, couldn't breathe, and it was just time for me to go ahead and step off and get ready to have the baby. But even after like a month or so after, I was like itching to get back to work. So I like ended my maternity leave a little bit early because I just love what I do. And because of that, it's very easy to get sucked in and not really take the time for myself that I need. And I got to the point where some days, like I'm taking Tylenol multiple times throughout the week because I have a headache, because I've exerted so much energy and so much brain power into my business, into my client's business. My voice will go out because if I minimize what I do, I think and I speak for a living, right? So it's a lot of voice that I'm using and a lot of brain power I'm using. And if I'm not careful, I'll lose my voice and I'll end up taking Tylenol multiple times a week because I have a headache from using my brain so much. And biggest lesson is I have to take more time for active rest. I have to take more breaks throughout the day. And so something I'm gonna start doing next year is I'm gonna take a week off at the end of every single quarter. Before the year is over, I'm gonna go ahead and book that time off. If I wanna go somewhere for a trip, I'm gonna plan it in advance, book the trip so I have to go, whatever it may be. That's one of the things that my husband and I talk about. It's just, okay, 1 week out the year, I am taking time off. How am I gonna spend it? What's my budget for me to take this time off? And I'm not gonna spend a whole week on vacation. Like, I don't even wanna leave my child for that long. But maybe I take a weekend and go on a staycation, or maybe my husband and I do take a vacation together. Maybe we take a vacation as a family. Just really sitting down and planning those weeks every quarter that I'm gonna have that active time off where I'm just spending time with the people I love and also spending time with myself and refilling. Something else I learned about myself this year is that I'm good at setting boundaries, but I bend them a lot for people I love. And I have to learn more how to say no to people that I really, really care about. Because again, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. And I want to help the people that I love with whatever it is that I've committed to. I want to do it my best. But I found this year that a lot of times it's been at my own detriment. And so at that point is when it becomes a problem and I have to take a step back and make the necessary adjustments. So next year, I still have not figured it out yet, but I'm going to figure out a process to how I can really just evaluate instead of just hopping, yeah, I'll help you. Oh yeah, I'll do it. Just really taking a step back and evaluating, can I do it? Should I do it? And then make a decision from there. So I need to work out more because it's my nature to just say yes to people that I love to help them out. But I'm not setting myself up by success to think that I'm going to just change that overnight. So I have to figure out some type of process on what that's going to look like. So maybe it's taking it to my husband and say, hey, such and such asked me to do this. What do you think? And having him hold me accountable to taking care of myself. I think that's something I may do. I still have to figure that out. But a big lesson is I bend my boundaries way too much for those that I love to the detriment of myself. Something that didn't work this year, I took an L on, was small rewards for big accomplishments. Like, y'all, I be tripping. This is why I have to go to therapy, because I really be tripping.
I would take myself out to eat for signing a big contract. Girl, first of all, you eat out all the time. So is that a reward? Like, do you even really need a reason to eat out? Because I'll eat out just because it's Wednesday. So signing a big contract and going out to eat, the math ain't mathing as far as that being an adequate reward. Your reward system sucks. So I would think I'm doing something to reward myself or to refill, but it just was not adding up. The effort that went into the thing was not equal to the refilling that happened. And so I'm gonna do better. Again, this is why I'm in therapy. So that was a huge L I took. I just was not rewarding myself and really celebrating my accomplishments enough. That's something I'm constantly working towards doing better at, because my nature is, oh, great, woohoo, the next thing though. Oh, great, woohoo, the next thing though. I never take the time to really just internalize and be grateful for what God is allowing me to accomplish. And that's a huge L, especially now as the things, like as he continues to blow my mind more and more and more, like I gotta do better. And I will do better.
This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
Some things that have worked well, though, is definitely my diet. Just not eating meat and dairy just overall makes me feel good on a day-to-day. And I don't see myself going back at any point because of how I feel. So because I am so busy and all the things that I have going on, I think my diet really sets me up for success because I'm not feeling sluggish and weighed down by food and emotional and all of that that comes with not eating right. And so that's really worked well. And that's something I'm definitely going to continue. I just need to do better with drinking water. If y'all watched like a vlog, I think we had one around December where my husband and Jaleesa were fussing me out about not drinking water. So I got to do better because I will get zoned in and not eat or drink water. So that's why we're going back to she's going to take more breaks throughout the day. But the diet part, though, and just being very specific about that has been very helpful for me this year. Therapy has been very helpful for me this year. It's been a few months of me going to therapy and that lady don't let me get away with nothing. I usually can talk myself out of some things and she'd be like, just be looking like, oh, okay. But what about this though? And I'm like, dang, I thought I talked myself out of that, but I didn't. But therapy has been very helpful for me and it's a non-negotiable for me. So like even going into next year, and it's so great that I usually have it on schedule. So when I leave one session, I make the appointment for the next one. And most of the time, something will happen like that Monday, or I might be feeling a certain type of way or whatever the same week of the session, and it's already there. So it's not something else that I have to do to go schedule a therapy session. It's just something that I do consistently every few weeks. And it's just really, really helping me to make sure that I'm taking care of myself and that I am setting myself up to be healthy and to be whole and to be well in the midst of this amazing life that God has allowed me to have. Amazing, but also a lot of work that God has allowed me to have is just really having somebody who is making sure that I'm taking care of myself. That's a professional has been very, very helpful for me. And I'm definitely not giving that up. Starting my day early. I've always been an early bird, but really like starting my day at the latest 5 a.m. is huge for me. It allows me to be extremely productive. I'm able to do the most important things where my mind is the freshest. Like I love being up early before everybody else, just really getting things done and then going to bed at night. So yeah, waking up early has worked wonders for me and I ain't giving that up. Something else that's been working well for me, I like to cook. And I'm real big on us eating well, too. Again, y'all know how I feel about making sure that not just me, but my husband and my son, we're all just eating high quality foods. Because eating terrible foods is the quickest way to just like set yourself up for failure and sickness and just a bunch of foolishness. Like we really, really have to eat well and feed our body premium fuel because we are premium kingdom citizens. Okay. But cooking takes a lot of time sometimes. So for me, during the week, only cooking meals that take 30 minutes or less, it's been very easy for me to cook throughout like multiple times a week in the midst of everything else that I have going on by making sure that it only takes 30 minutes or less. So it takes me no time to get dinner prepared for us. And so that just that small adjustment and that boundary of if it takes longer than 30 minutes, do it on a weekend or don't do it at all has been very helpful to make sure that I'm eating well, my family's eating well, and we're maintaining that boundary of putting good things into our body. Something else that I started doing, my son now goes to daycare one day a week. So we have a nanny. She works full time. So now she alternates between Friday nights and then like Saturdays for a few hours during the day. And that's when me and BJ do our date nights. So that way I didn't have to like cut our hours or anything like that. But then we do send our son to daycare once a week because it's just an opportunity for him to get used to a school environment and to get used to playing with other children. Cause these COVID babies are used to being by themselves. And my son is king. Like he is so spoiled. And he is the light of everybody in my family's life because he's the first grandchild, the first baby. So Spoiled is an understatement. That child, he acts just like me. So he's very demanding. He's very like sure of himself. He knows what he wants when he wants it. He communicates very well. So he's very clear on what he wants, what he's going to do, what he's not going to do. Like, that boy is something else. And so I wanted to get him somewhere where he's used to playing with other children. I'm not sold on the idea of sharing. Like, I saw this TikTok video where they were like, things I won't be teaching my kids. And so one person was saying, like, sharing. Because, like, why? Like, why do you have to share? If you don't want to, why? Right? And I'm like, you know what? That's true. Like, why do we force kids to do certain things? But he is going to know how to, he does need to know how to behave in a school environment and be accommodating in some settings and socialize and things of that nature. So putting him in a school setting once a week is a way for us to slow walk it. Eventually he'll go like maybe like a year before school starts. I'll have him go consistently. But for right now, just a way for him to just be a little bit more socialized. So he goes once a week. And that has helped a lot because I work from home then once a week and he's not in the house. So with the nanny, he's in the house. So I'm usually, if I'm working from home, I'm like in our room. Because otherwise, when they're out playing or she's preparing his snack, we always know at 11 o'clock, he gonna come out singing, messing with us. BJ works from home too, so he's gonna be messing with us, singing, doing the most. And 11 o'clock, and then at like 1 something when his lunch happens. And then after his nap around maybe like 3:34, he gonna be turned again. And it's nice to have him and our nanny there and, you know, knowing he's safe, having him in the house. But it's also nice on them Fridays when he gone and the house is quiet all day. That is a beautiful day. So that has worked really well for us this year. And we'll continue that until he starts going somewhere full time. And then prayerfully, by then, there'll be another kid in the house. But yeah, so that's worked really well for me this year. But next year, some things I'm definitely going to start implementing or just keep up is going to therapy, continuing to keep up with my diet, taking more breaks throughout the day. One of the things that my therapist and I talked about that I'm gonna start doing even before next year is actually taking a lunch break. So usually I'll eat real quick if I eat and then get back to work, but actually taking a break throughout the day. So I set my calendar to where for about an hour around noon, no calls, no meeting, no nothing, I'm actually taking a lunch break and I'll watch a show, do whatever I want to do during that hour period and then get back to work. And also having just some breaks even beyond that. So even after my day is over. So usually I will work till like 4:30 when our nanny leaves and I go straight to family time. I'll cook dinner, hang out with BJ and the baby, might go to the park, whatever. But really working in some time between work and then family mode for me, because I was going straight into it, that's not necessarily working because I'm not taking care of me. And so next year and even the rest of this year, I'm going to make sure my day ends maybe around 4 versus 4:30. So that way I can give myself maybe even until 5 before I go back into family mode. So that's something I'm definitely going to start doing and just figuring out how else throughout the day I can start taking breaks. Something my husband does is a couple times throughout the day, he goes for a walk. So that gives him a time to get from in front of the computer, debrief, relax his mind for a second. It's getting cold, so don't think I can do that. But just following his lead, just taking a moment away from the computer, really prioritizing that, I think will be really good for me. So that's something I'm going to do for self-care as well next year. So anything you guys been doing to take care of yourself and making sure you don't fall into your workaholic ways? Because I told you guys, I have to tame my inner hustler. That's not a one-time thing. In order for me to stay submitted to God, I have to be consistent with taming that inner person who wants to grind and make things happen. I have to constantly keep her buried so that I could maintain that position and that pace. So let me know anything that you guys do for self-care in the comments and any suggestions that you have for me. But that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we do another one. And I'll see you in the next video.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.